This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live, Alex Jones.
A UK expert on open borders and the whole globalist takeover. Former head of Breitbart UK joining us, Raheem Kassam. Then Dan Lyman joins us from the middle of the yellow vest, where they've now got loaded guns with live ammo, lead full metal jacket ammo, to start shooting and killing the yellow vest. That's total maximum martial law. That's all coming up next segment. But whatever you do, that last segment about all the kids dying from vaccines and the proof of it, get that video out and save lives. But here's a breakdown. Disturbing deep state tech takeover rapidly approaching. Be honest with the public about how we're under UN globalist attack. They're teaching us that having a nation even existing is evil and is bad.
Shocking. It is. We have a president who calls himself a nationalist. Nationalist, a loaded word for a lot of people.
Obama, with the neocons, with large sections of U.S. intelligence, Defense Department, all of it, this is all public, set up a total internet kill switch system that is manned by at least 100,000 people right now, with heads-up displays on your phone, on your computer, live time, and all new devices, Microsoft, Apple, Google. The idea that Apple says what happens on your phone stays on your phone, that is the biggest joke on the planet. It's already being beta tested, and in 3 months, it rolls out on the new Microsoft everything, where they're in your phone live time, and they put, like the fact checking you see on Google and Facebook and Twitter, when I had Buzz Aldrin on, and they just put a fact check up saying, Jones says no one went to the moon, but Encyclopedia Britannica says we did. The damn interview says we went to the moon.
Seller Buzz Aldrin, Magnificent Desolation.
Two people from the planet Earth walking around on that object that humans had gazed up and looked at for all of civilization. So that was a magnificent testimonial to the progress that this human intelligent species was able to do.
See how that's fake news? Lying about me, but superimposed? It will not be on the site you go to now that opts in. It will be over all devices. Intelligence agencies, including Interpol, the reactivated Stasi in Germany. Google's moving into the former Stasi headquarters in 3 months. Microsoft, and then Apple, and then Google, all of them by the middle of 2019. Are implementing live access into your phone where they will see where you're going and what you're doing in live time. We already know they've been tracking us and doing that. But now they're going to have a consortium of neocon organizations, hardcore Soros-backed organizations, specially selected by Obama and Hillary before they left office, groups in every U.S. intelligence agency, all 17, coordinating political minders that don't just spy on you, that send live-time messages over what you're browsing on the Internet. So it isn't like you go to somewhere on Facebook and there's an Alex Jones video, and then it puts up a link from Snopes saying this is fake, or from the Southern Poverty Law Center, or from the ADL, or from Media Matters. Literally, Soros, when you go to a site, breaking in and putting it over, it's going to be on your device. Now, we've already seen this happen to InfoWars, where they didn't just delist us off of iTunes 6 months ago. We had links just to our own podcast, and in the iPhone browser, they block you on an iPhone being able, through that function on the phone, to get to it. You understand? You go buy a phone, and the next level is you can't go to InfoWars.com. You can't click on it. You can't listen. And they've now got keyword, and they've got audio, which is the next level, where then they won't even let you listen to my voice. It's automatically blocked. Now listen to me carefully. This is for everybody. This is going to totally vertically integrate the entire world. The Wall Street Journal, again, a month and a half before we got purged, said when we're done with Jones as the test case, we're going to take everyone off, and you will maybe have 1,000 channels.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
If you look at the model of what's happened in Europe and how the globalist forces have destabilized North Africa, the Middle East, Central Asia, and how they are now collapsing the borders and funding the Arab Spring and removing moderate Islamic leaders and others and secular leaders and putting the most rabid groups in, it's clearly a destabilization program. And then when you read the writings of Peter Sutherland, who died last year, and others, they say that's the plan. Why would Macron say last year we need 200 million Africans in the next 30 years and that the center of France is Africa? And then the words we hear that to even say a nation state exists is a bad thing. In my view, and in their own statements, it's multinational corporations want a bunch of divided and conquered people, kind of like the British Empire did, where they could use a few thousand troops and suppress India for hundreds of years using divide and conquer. But there's so many facets to this as Europe awakens, the yellow vests, as you see nationalists getting elected in Brazil, other areas. And you see the accelerating cover-ups of not just Islamic-based groups committing crimes, but other groups like Irish gypsies and others are allowed to steal people's Winnebagos, their RVs. I guess in Europe they call them they got different names for them. But there's really not anybody out there who's been closer to this from every angle than Raheem Kassam. And he, of course, has done a great job at Breitbart for many, many years as their main editor over there. And he's a political activist, former editor-in-chief Breitbart London, former chief advisor UK Independence Party Nigel Farage. Right now he's in a transition period. He's the author of the book No-Go Zones, How Sharia Law is Coming to a Neighborhood Near You. Now, remember, just a few years ago they'd laugh at Raheem when he said that in the news. He'd go on BBC and they'd say it doesn't exist. Now it's all over Swedish news, German news, Dutch news, all like there's whole areas, huge areas you can't even go into where the plumbers won't even go. So thank you for joining us for most of the hour. And I think the best place to start here is to just let you get your legs, because I've seen you on TV. They always try to interrupt you, to talk about your awakening, your background, and then how you got involved in politics. And now everything you warned of is, okay, yesterday's news. So tell us what's coming next. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me, Alex. No, I appreciate it. The situation that we have at the moment in the United Kingdom, as you probably know, is that in the next hour or so, we have this vote on Brexit, and I'm following that very closely. You mentioned me being in a transition period. You know, I've worked for the last 6 or 7 years between the UK Independence Party, Nigel Farage, Breitbart London, so on and so forth, and we really had our fingers on all these pulses for some time, whether it was mass migration, radical Islam, the spread spread of globalism, et cetera, et cetera. And your introduction there resonated with me because 2016 was a real shock to the system for these guys. And they're now going, instead of saying, okay, well, we've realized that people don't like this and that, you know, anti-globalist politicians are becoming elected, you know, all over the world, whether it's Brazil or Hungary or the Czech Republic or India, so on and so forth. Instead, they're doubling down and as they're going to do to, you know, your web browsers and so on and so forth, their solution to this is to try and put the toothpaste back in the tube, is to say the internet has awakened too many people and we've got to now stop that process. Now for me, you talk about the transition period. Where I am right now is trying to build a couple of different institutions, news media organizations and almost like a think tank sort of organization that looks at how this stuff is taking place, what mechanisms they use, whether it's infrastructure, whether it's, you know, like Visa, MasterCard, that kind of infrastructure, the financial underpinnings to the way that the globalists entirely manage the system. So that's what I'm doing in 2019. The reason for that is because, you know, I don't mean to be mean about this, but when you hear the sort of mainstream conservative commentators throw their hands up and say, well, you know, they're private companies, Microsoft's a private company, so it can put whatever it wants on your laptop and stop you reading whatever they want you to stop reading. That's up to them, and it's up to us as consumers to you know, buy something else. The problem is at every level, whether it's in your face, you know, on your browser, or whether it's the financial payment system, or whether even it's the energy infrastructure that's the underpinning of all of that, they'll take down all of those things step by step to make sure that we don't get our hands on the real news and so on and so forth. So that's the sort of thing we're working on at the moment. The reason that Brexit and the next hour is so important to that, as I mentioned at the beginning, is because Theresa May herself, the Prime Minister in the United Kingdom, is trying to put the toothpaste back in the tube of the largest ever democratic mandate that we've seen in the United Kingdom on the 23rd of June 2016. Her proposition that we have this sort of semi or associate EU membership looks like it's going to lose a House of Commons vote, and therefore naturally the thing to do would be to proceed with a no deal scenario, which is that we just revert to World Trade Organization rules with the European Union, our trade deals with the European Union. But that's not even good enough for the globalists. To have a globalist entity like the WTO isn't good enough for the globalists. They can't afford for the European Union to be destabilized.
Well, sure, now they want an EU army to stop Italy from stopping Soros-funded boats bringing in thousands a day, as you were saying, and I should have introduced that up front. You're there in London, perfect to report on Theresa May facing a no-confidence vote. That, I mean, I was getting into the big picture, but I mean, that is pretty big picture and happening now, history right now. I mean, at least there's going to be a vote there. Then we'll talk about why is France so paralyzed to not obviously remove Macron?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And you're seeing also not just with France and Macron, but the yellow vest protesters in the United Kingdom, which actually hasn't been picked up as much as the French protesters, primarily because they're smaller protests. But actually, we have now political dissidents in the United Kingdom, people who are being locked up for protesting in favor of Brexit. That just happened this past week. You know, an activist by the name of James Goddard has actually been given bail conditions in the United Kingdom where he's no longer allowed to enter London, because he was found to be protesting too vigorously in the cause of Brexit.
Well, that's the real kicker, is you can have radical Islamic preachers preaching murder of the police, blow things up, and they're protected. But then Michael Savage can't fly into the UK, and there's been discussions of banning me. And then people inside the UK, they're talking about not letting them leave the country extrajudicially or not let them travel around. I mean, this is real Nazi Germany type stuff. I mean, that's what Nazis did, was give you an ID for folks that don't know, that said where you could go.
Yeah, where are your papers? Exactly. And that became, you know, somewhat of a joke amongst Western nations post Second World War, but it seems like the lessons haven't been learned. Britain, I'm afraid, as a Brit, I get very heavy-hearted when I say this, but has effectively turned into a police state now. And it's a police state only for political dissidents. You know, if you're a machete-wielding Islamist nutcase, the hammer doesn't come down as hard on you. I mean, you might get a few months jail time, but you're not getting what these political activists are getting. I mean, if they could have, they would have kept Tommy Robinson in prison for 10 years. It just so happened that we marched 20,000 patriots down Whitehall several times over the summer that actually scared these people into realizing that we weren't messing around anymore. But I'll tell you something else. If after this evening's vote, which Theresa May will lose, she opts to go down another route, keeping us tied somehow to the European Union, you're going to see 40,000 or 60,000 or 100,000 patriots marching down Whitehall demanding a real change.
Man, we got to get you on more often. It's been really hard to get you on. I know you're a busy guy, but we would love to have you on. We would love to. We're trying to work with Paul Watson and other reporters to go out just independently and cover this stuff because the public is hungry for this. And Tommy and others are arrested for exposing child grooming pedophile gangs that he exposed 12 years ago. He tries to cover it. And then I get demonized and lied about and deplatformed. People are like, well, and then now it's everybody. It's just everyone I know is being censored. Everybody I know on every platform, people are, I think there's going to be a backlash to it.
Yeah, and when I interviewed James Goddard last week after he was first kicked around by the police in Westminster, they took down my Facebook account within 10 seconds of me announcing that I was about to interview him.
Incredible. Stay right there. That's right. They tell you, if you talk to an unpersoned person, you become unpersoned. That's the tyranny chain reaction. Raheem Kassam, stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hassam, as I told you, is probably the most articulate, smartest guy on the globalist Islamic-funded invasion, but also just on the corruption in Europe and what's happening. And everybody who's known about my show for a long time knows that I know about geopolitics, and I've studied a lot of different angles, and I'm more of a libertarian. But I was against the wars in the Middle East because I saw us taking out regimes that were not the bad ones. I mean, that was part of an older Eisenhower plan to put pro-Western people in, and it took 19 years after Eisenhower left, but we put Saddam Hussein in. And they modernized women in college, taking the veils off, and Playboy magazine being sold in the stores. I'm not saying that's even a good thing. I'm a Christian, but that's people's freedom. And then he got set up later by neocons and taken down. He attacked Iran like he was told to. That was part of an older U.S. policy running into a new U.S. policy. So I have leftist guilt, not as a leftist. I get the guilt of bombing people and murdering them, and I don't blame our military. They were ordered in there. Plus, there are radicals in there. But then that creates the dialectic of the cosmology now of funding an Arab Spring to put the very worst people in, overthrow our allies, and then have the left and corporate media and everybody promote the most virulent forms of Islam. I mean, if there were Christian groups, you know, running around throwing people off buildings and slaughtering folks and blowing things up, I'd say that needs to be reformed. So I don't want to say I swung back too far the other way. I used to be so trying to stop this clash of civilizations that the neocons were pushing for that I didn't even understand what that meant. Was they weren't just talking about a clash of civilizations for war. They actually meant to use orthodox, radicalized Islams to take us down and take them down. Kind of like in the old James Bond movie, what is it, From Russia with Love? Maybe we'll find the clip later where you got the two Chinese fighting fish. That's politically correct. Call something its name. Beta fish. And two of them, you know, one of them hurts the other and kills it. This one's already embattled. The other, third one comes in and kills it. That's really the Machiavellian plan, and our guest has been reporting on this, Raheem Kassam, on Twitter for now. Again, he just left Breitbart, incredible work. Again, I'm not even getting into certain subjects here. I'm just quantifying the censorship, the control you were getting into at the break, and where this authoritarianism is going, and the fact that there's a larger global corporate plan, they admit, for what's supposed to come out of this on the other side. But we haven't really gotten the documents on what the other side is. We just got the documents on this plan.
Right. And every so often the mask slips, especially in the last couple of months. You've seen the mask slip a couple of times, both in the United States and in Europe, Germany specifically, as it pertains to the mass illegal immigration problem that both of these continents have. The corporates come out every so often, as I say, the mask slips, and they say, yeah, but then where are we going to get this cheap labor that we need in order to prop up our massive profit lines and our profit margins? It's sort of becoming unavoidable for them, where it's a good thing that we've done. What we've done is we've forced them to own their own nefariousness.
We forced them out in the open. That exactly. We forced them out in the open.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. And you know, it's caused the end of magazines like the Weekly Standard. But again, the lessons don't usually get learned. They tend to try to double down. They've now got this new website called The Bulwark, which is literally just a carbon copy of the Weekly Standard, where they go after people who are either libertarians like yourself or nationalists like me, and who actually oppose the globalist totalitarian philosophy. And this is Bill Kristol and the Pierre Omidyars, the same people who work hand in hand with the John Kasichs, who's now, I think, a CNN contributor as of this morning.
We've seen top leftists embrace famous warmongering neocons that are real criminals. And I'm going to be clear. I like libertarian philosophy. I'm 100% nationalist, just like you. That's the clash. Nationalism, self-determination versus corporate fascist globalism.
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely, and I think there is a very big philosophical hurdle here, and I think we find almost as much common cause with the real political left rather than the center left. It's why I'm not the sort of person who looks at Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and just laughs about her. There are things that she is saying that are obviously true. The same with Elizabeth Warren, by the way. Her book from I think 2013 hits upon some interesting points in Tucker Carlson. Olson mentioned that, I think, last week as well. So there are people out there, and there is a coterie and a cadre of people out there who are beginning to see the same things in the same way about totalitarian control. Now, I don't like the left solution to any of those things, but it doesn't mean that they can't identify the problem. So I see that happening more and more in the United States today, where the Bernie people, you know, there are a significant number of Bernie people who went over to vote for Trump, and I think that'll be the case in the next election as well. And the same thing happening in the Brexit debate as it keeps going on. The Remain campaigners, a lot of the left-wing Remain campaigners, the people who voted to stay in the European Union, are now looking at how the EU's treated Britain and are going, well, we didn't realize that they were such, like, dastardly globalists from the first instance of the 2016 campaign. Now we're beginning to see that they don't want to let us out and they will do anything to punish us. I mean, they've actually talked about punishing us.
They talked about plunging.
Sound like a good ally to me.
They talked about plunging your stock market in the UK to teach you a lesson.
Well, remember who started that in the
Soros.
Early 90s. Was George Soros. That was what he did with Black Friday and how Black Wednesday, how he tanked the pound and made billions upon billions as a result of it. And I'll tell you something, Alex, you asked me in the first segment, you know, to tell you a little bit about my history. The reason that I take such umbrage with Soros is because my parents were immigrants from India into the United Kingdom and were entrepreneurs. My father owned a chain of fast food restaurants, and when that crash happened in the early 90s, he lost everything. I mean, we lost our house, we lost our cars, we lost absolutely everything, we lost the businesses, absolutely everything. So when I go back and look at what someone like Soros did to my family, you know, he professes to be pro-immigration and all this stuff. What he did to so many poor families, immigrants or not, by the way, in the early 90s, it is...
Oh, that's he raids pension funds, he raids companies, he's a cold-blooded... I mean, like, I'm not a fan of Facebook, but... He's trying to take it over, so he's been doing a pump and dump for a year. They do nothing compared to Google. And I say Facebook's bad, but we only hear about Facebook's bad because Soros is muscling in. This is a guy literally helping hound out and find Jews because he looked younger than he was. And I mean, his whole life is just a one giant evil timeline.
Right, and this is the person that I think was at Time Magazine made their Person of the Year this year, made their Person of the Year this year without any mention of.
Boy, isn't that pissing in the face of the UK when he almost brought the UK down?
Yeah, and it's a UK paper, right? And I won't disclose who it was, but I've had a Financial Times journalist emailing back and forth with me over the last couple of days, literally saying to me in my email box, I hope Brexit fails. I hope you get, you don't get what you want after all of this. And, you know, these people hold themselves up as independent, you know, reporters. I've got the evidence to prove that he's saying what he's saying, but, you know.
And let's be clear, they're not just mercenaries against their own country and their own interests. They enjoy effing themselves.
Oh, and they enjoy doing it to us a lot more, believe me. They take real, real joy.
They fantasize how they're part of the ruling class. Man, Raheem Kassam, no wonder they want you out there. You are smart as hell. Follow me on Twitter for now at Raheem Kassam, linked up at Infowars.com. We'll be back and asking, can the UK be saved? And if not, what happens next? Stay with us.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Tappies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Tappies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Tappies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Tappies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Tappies from InfoWarsStore.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
If you just tuned in about 20 minutes ago, talking to the former chief editor of Breitbart London, Raheem Kassam, really smart guy, I pointed out, and he agreed with the analogy, that really, Ian Fleming worked for OSS, MI6, was a spy chief, like deputy head of it, so he's a smart guy. And in it, from Russia With Love, Spectre's international corporate criminal group, it's trying to get the Russians and the U.S. into a war to make a bunch of money. And, of course, even MI6 a few years ago admitted that the James Bond before the last one was based on Soros, and it was even after the name of his company that's trying to crash the world economy. So this is what these supervillains do. When I was a kid, my mom always had a TV in the kitchen when she cooked dinner. She had a little TV, and she'd watch the news and PBS. He was a supervillain back in the 70s and 80s. But then he came to the U.S. fully, became a citizen, and bought the U.S. off. But the reason we raise this is it's the same thing with Islam and the West and the PNAC documents, the Clash of Civilizations, which the neocons kind of run the Democrats right now against Trump and against other nation states. They, when they say clash, they mean bring it all down, the Muslims too. So the Muslims need to understand that. And, of course, you go to India, where they estimate 140 million Hindus have been killed by Muslims. There's also, and then China doesn't like what's happening with radical Muslims. This is the way forward to help reform Islam before it's destroyed. So we're doing Islam a favor here. This is not just that I want to kill people because they're Muslims. I'm not going to be killed. I'm not going to accept Sharia law. We'll talk about Raheem Kassam's best-selling book, No-Go Zones, How Sharia Law is Coming to a Neighborhood Near You, Can Europe Survive, in a moment. But first, since I mentioned that clip from Russia to Love, the allegory of Machiavellian stratagem, here it is.
Siamese fighting fish, fascinating creatures, brave but on the whole stupid. Yes, they're stupid. Except for the occasional ones such as we have here, who lets the other two fight. While he waits. Waits until the survivor is so exhausted that he cannot defend himself. And then, like Spectre, he strikes.
I find the parallel amusing.
Our organization did not arrange for you to come over from the Russians just for amusement, number three. Come in, Kronstein. Sit down, number three, while we listen to what number five has devised for us.
I hope Kronstein's efforts as director of planning will continue to be as successful as his chess.
They will be. According to your instructions.
Then they go into how to get the Russia and the U.S. into a war, which is the same story over and over again. So now it's Islam in the West, and you've got to bring in enough Muslims to trigger it. So I want to get into my big question I asked you, and other anything you want to cover, because you probably got better points than I do, but I want to go back to what you mentioned. Oh, Google, Facebook, Twitter, you know, these are all private companies that they can do whatever they want. They're being advised in congressional and parliamentary hearings in the U.S. and the U.K. and the E.U. They're being pressured by Merkel to suppress more people. They're on hot mics saying, we'll do it, don't worry, a.k.a. Zuckerberg. And now you've got, because the Southern Poverty Law Center and others have been discredited, like Snopes as fact checkers, now it's going to be a consortium called New Shield, where all these groups interface and they admit with U.S. intelligence, but groups Obama set up and Hillary under the Countering Foreign Disinformation Propaganda Act. So a U.S. government consortium agency, sub-agency, will interface with all these other private groups with live plugins on all phones and computers starting in 3 months, monitoring what you do and putting messages up saying, watch out, NewsGuard is the name. NewsShield, I'm teleprompter free, NewsGuard, run by neocons, will now be putting plugins in front of everything you do and putting messages up in front of you. I mean, this shows that they are very scandalous, Raheem, and they're planning something really big. They wouldn't be going with device-level control, basically a selective internet kill switch and surveillance system, and letting all these groups into your phone and computer via NewsGuard front rubric, unless they were planning to remove Trump and launch something big. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's right. I mean, if they can get it off the ground that fast, and this, by the way, has been in the works for several years now. These things take time to develop, and specifically they take time to get the level of buy-in from the tech firms, you know, because they don't want to be seen to be actively targeting people. But that is precisely what they're doing. So it's a big sort of PR.
And this gives them a third party. I hate to interrupt. This gives them a third party to have plausible deniability. It's really run by intelligence agencies, staffed by leftists. This is incredibly sensational.
That's what takes it, you know, a couple of years for them to get to this level. But there's a reason that they've been getting here now right ahead of the next presidential election cycle and right at the time that other nations are considering leaving the European Union. We know that France, French political parties are now floating that idea. The Italians want to leave the Euro. The Germans, the alternative for Deutschland, even said this week that it may consider campaigning on leaving the European Union, which for those that follow EU politics is quite a massive step because these are sort of people who are net beneficiaries of the European Union being in existence, they're starting to realize that actually sovereignty and independence is more important than sheer either power or economic benefit and all the things that we've been sold for so long. So that's why they're putting this NewsGuard system in place right now. They realized, again, as I said in an earlier segment, that the toothpaste has to go back in the tube. But they also know that there is a massive industry that relies on mindless consumers on Instagram and Twitter and so on and so forth. So they don't want to get rid of these platforms altogether because it plays into their making us all consumers to a mass degree. So they've got to figure out how at a device level they can influence us rather than at a sort of a web platform level, because they've tried it with Facebook, for instance, and Google, for instance, but people use things to get around that, and they're starting to see people waking up to using VPNs or ad blockers and all that stuff to get around it. So what's the next step? It's to actually make that thing inside your device, to plug it into the hardware of your device. And as you say, I think we don't consider this often enough, that these are not just private companies. They are massively subsidized by governments all around the world. They work hand in hand with governments all around the world.
And now they're openly saying that they're working with intelligence agencies. This violates the Fourth Amendment. So they're going from spying on us and denying it to now having public-private university partnerships to literally rape us, watch us, and tell us what to do. This is like living in a digital prison.
They are absolutely public-private partnerships, and that's the way they need to be treated, not as private organizations. And they also act as cartels as well to get what they want. I mean, Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act effectively means that Google, Facebook, Twitter, all of these guys don't have to have any legal liability for the things they put out there, and they don't also have to project that legal liability on the people that post things that might be criminal. They just get away with it altogether. I mean, even the New York Times, as much as I don't like them, bless them, don't have to adhere to that level, or don't get that level of,
Oh, I totally agree. Man, you're on target.
Dependency from government.
Big tech's the new royalty. They can be a publisher, but not a publisher, have no liability, control everything they do, spy on everyone, and now bring in intelligence agencies staffed with private leftist groups. I mean, if that isn't a perfect storm of nightmare, what isn't?
Well, and that's exactly what it is, and it's taking us so very long to come to grips with that, and also so very long. You know, I sit here speaking to you from Capitol Hill right now. We should have our own army of activists and lobbyists, which is what the other side has, talking about this to lawmakers, and we don't. You know, the only people that have their big fancy offices on K Street are not the American people. It's the corporate interests, and so this is what I'm doing in the next few months, is going to be building institutions and organizations that actually do that work that we should be doing. It's not just the great work like what you do, Alex, in waking people up. We also have to do something once they're awake.
Wow. Okay, I interrupted my last question. I took the segment, but it was really important. Let's come back with that question I asked two segments ago. What happens to Europe? Can it be saved? With the former editor of Breitbart London, which is the smartest editor we've interviewed from there, we've interviewed a lot of great ones, Raheem Kassam at Twitter. Raheem Kassam. Be sure and follow him there. We'll be right back.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. We'll be right back.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Faith. Ooh, faith. Ooh, babe, I thought Mama's gonna help me on the world.
Raheem Kassam. Former editor of Breitbart London, really smart guy who experienced Soros destroying his father's successful chain of businesses in the UK when he tried to destroy the whole economy back in the 90s. He's our guest, final segment. I'm really impressed with his work already. But hearing him here on the air, being able to actually talk and not have, you know, 3 minutes on some BBC program, he's on target. There is a global program by megacorporations to bring down the West because it ups standard of living. It creates an egalitarian up curve that they can't compete with. They want to be exploitive and vertically integrate. Then they claim they're going to build some Valhalla, some Elysium in the sky. And so there's a real project to collapse the West, to have Western failure. I don't know how much he wants to get into what he's setting up, actually here in the U.S. right now, normally from London, about, you know, looking at Western failure and the plan of the globalists to do that. So why do you think the globalists want that, A? B, can Europe be saved? Can the West be saved? And if it can, what needs to be done to save it? I mean, I think you're going to say yes, but it's going to take drastic action.
Well, actually, I'm going to go a little Jordan Peterson on you and say, you know, what is Europe? The truth is there isn't a coherent and contiguous Europe anymore. There are countries that can be saved, and there are countries that are destined for failure now. I mean, Sweden, there's no resurrecting that. I actually feel that way, sadly, about the United Kingdom as well. But places like Hungary and Italy and Austria and the Czech Republic and Poland, yes, those countries will continue to be strong nation states with their you know, political philosophies grounded in civilizationism, effectively, in the idea of deference to the nation, but freedom for the individual, the things that, you know, your country was founded on. And so I think we have to, you know, disavow ourselves of this idea that there is a contiguous Europe. Look, they may have an anthem, they may have a flag, but that doesn't make them a legitimate entity. What makes it a legitimate entity is the buy-in of the majority of the European people. And you're seeing that number decline and decline and decline every year, not least when it comes to the bloc's currency, the euro, which has been an absolute disaster for countries like Italy, a disaster for countries like Greece, and is now becoming a disaster for the European Central Bank itself, because nations like even France, one of the founding members of the European Union, cannot adhere to the European Central Bank's diktats over the French budget, let alone the Italian budget. And so people, including the Yellow Vests and, you know, the great Matteo Salvini in Italy, Viktor Orban, these guys are all starting to realize there is no real future of Europe. There is no future of the European Union. There is only the future for independent nation states. So sorry to be a bit sort of convoluted in the reply, but I think it requires a scalpel rather than a sledgehammer to take apart the European Union.
No, I agree with you. I mean, take the new leader of Brazil. Take what's happening in Italy. Like you said, it's certain areas who have a cultural experience of being enslaved or whatever, they understand and are fighting back. Other areas have some weird suicidal tendency to them. But just as we thought France would be the last, or Germany, the last country to stay under the EU, maybe it'll be the next one to actually get out of it. And I don't think we know here, but I agree. This is a wild, wild roller coaster we're on. What do you think of Bolsonaro?
Look, I have the same sort of reservations as a lot of people have with regards how much Bolsonaro may end up militarizing his government. But at the same time, he makes all the right noises. I mean, his speeches and texts, tweets about cultural Marxism. I mean, he's identifying the problem very well. It's whether or not his solutions can be solutions as we know them to be, classically liberal, right? Libertarian orientated solutions, because those are, you know.
No, I totally agree. We don't want to turn into Pinochet and helicopter rides, but at a certain point, if you're Venezuela, 1,000 are dying a week for years of starving, but they pass a law, you can't say it. They ate their dogs and cats 5 years ago. Everything's collapsing. When you're already in martial law and hell on earth, sometimes only an emergency ends the emergency. And I'm Mr. Anti-Police State, but when the left brings you into a hell, then how do you get out of that? It's kind of like Thomas Jefferson said, we will not be projected to liberty, total liberty and freedom on a bed of feathers.
And extremism in defense of liberty is no vice, and moderation in the pursuit of justice no virtue, as Barry Goldwater said. I completely agree, and I keep trying to impart this to my fellow citizens of the United Kingdom now as well, is that there cannot be for the globalist establishment no consequences to their actions. That doesn't mean that we're calling for authoritarianism or violence. It just means that, you know, the action will provoke an opposite and equal reaction. And as yet, we haven't, I'm speaking as a Brit now, we haven't shown that the political establishment in the United Kingdom, that we're necessarily willing to do that. The Yellow Vests in France are showing the French government that they are willing to show consequences for Emmanuel Macron's
They're showing globalism. That Newtonian physics does exist in politics, and it should. This is a two-way street.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, fair enough. When I get criticized for saying things like that, people say to me, well, what can we do, Raheem? You know, we gave up all of our guns in 1997 anyway, and most of the British public, including the people on the right.
Sue people, hang up flyers, stand up, speak out. I mean, the power of speech is incredible. Right.
March on the Palace of Westminster, march on Buckingham Palace, march on 10 Downing Street, you know, turn up in your 50,000s, your 100,000s, in your 500,000s. You know, we had 1 million people march against the Iraq War when that began. But for some reason, we can't get those numbers out again in pursuit of the ultimate political, philosophy or objective, which is sovereignty, you know, the basic thing about whether or not we are a self-governing nation and whether the power is in the hands of the public, we can't motivate people for some reason along those lines. Now, we did it, as you can see over my shoulder, in 2016. We voted to take our country back that way. But we're not able right now, for some reason, to show the political establishment that there are, and I don't say there are consequences, I say there are not no consequences for their bad behavior. You know, we are now, not to get too sort of in the weeds about this, because I realize I'm talking to an American audience, but the reason that Brexit isn't happening right now is because we have a tyranny of Parliament. Parliament thinks it is the sovereign in the country, whereas in reality...
Sure, they got rid of one queen and brought in a whole bunch of queens.
Well, precisely. That's exactly right, and I'm going to steal that from you as well. Because... You know, Parliament thinks that it has sovereignty over the people, and it also thinks that the monarch is no longer part of our constitution, and the monarch is part of our constitution. She has the right to dissolve our government if she believes the government is not acting in the interest of the country. And I know.
And I think it's time for the Queen to use that veto. She's used it in Canada before. Why hasn't she used it here yet?
Exactly. I think it is time for that to happen. And if it's not time for that to happen, then we have to consider why we have a monarchy anymore at all. You know, I'm very envious of the United States and its great constitution. And maybe we need a codified constitution.
No, I agree. That would be better. But people don't get the elegance of that under the Parliament Acts and all the rest. The Queen or the King becomes a rare trump card to dissolve something if it's totally out of control and the monarchy wants to risk itself doing that. So the monarchy, if it doesn't exercise power occasionally, does become basically vestigial, and this would be the perfect time for them to do that. And I know the Queen is against the EU and knows it's a Nazi creation. Listen, I'm already impressed with you. I'm really impressed with your time today, sir. Again, at Twitter, Raheem Kassam, we really appreciate you. Please join us on a routine basis. I know you're doing some very exciting things, so God bless you and have a great week coming up.
Thank you for having me, Alex.
That was one of the best interviews we've had in years. I already knew he was smart, but they got smart, because it's good to, like, mind meld. He knows what I'm saying. He knows I'm not making stuff up. And that's the thing. The globalists want to misrepresent what I say all day, because in the parlance of government and agencies and think tanks, I've done my homework, and that guy's done his. So it's not like we're following each other's talking points. We're looking at the same damn thing from different perspectives, but he gives me angles, I give him angles, and we're in this together, folks. The globalists are evil. Now, I cut him off, even though I could talk to him for 10 hours, because... I never plug, but like once an hour. And if I don't start plugging, we're not going to be here. And I don't want to raise alarms or do 24-hour broadcasts, but that's going to be needed. I do the calculating around here, which isn't any marketing at all. We sold stuff so cheap during Christmas that we didn't make enough money. And so I'm asking listeners, get a T-shirt, get a book, get a video. The supplements are the best. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 95% your humanoid. Go look what turmeric does. Go look what our ultimate bone broth does. You know, they sell for $10 at Whole Foods, the equivalent of 1/4 scoop of ours. Our entire thing's like $30. It's the equivalent of hundreds and hundreds of dosages that Whole Foods sells for hundreds of times the price. I mean, it's just insane. Infowarsstore.com. Get in there. Just like our info's game-changing, everything we cover is game-changing. Yeah, they take little scoops of bone broth, put it in mason jars. It isn't even as good as ours, and sell it for $10. I couldn't believe it. You get like 100 dosages for $29.95 at InfoWarsStore.com, and it is amazing. But the competitors call it, you know, life potion. I just call it super healthy. We'll be back with the third hour.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or...